I don't know if we call it a grove, or if they put it in a grove or not. But they are solid down there, and they are spraying a lot of it. And they're doing a pretty darn good job with it, too. That's pretty tough old stuff to get rid of. It's poison seed for cattle a certain time of year.
Oh, is that right?
You just let it bud out, unless you lose them. It'll bloat them. Right now, it's poison seed everything this time of year.
New leaves, huh? Mm-hmm.
But you get about 10 miles south, boy, it's thick down in there.
Do you have that vine here with the three leaves?
Three leaves.
Leaf with...
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that do? If you get
Well, it'll make you break out. But I don't know, I guess make you itch, I believe. Mm-hmm. It'll form all kind of rash there, irritation. And some people are allergic to it, some are not.
Boy, I am.
You are. Yeah. It don't bother me. I'd be up fencing it all day long.
Boy, you're one of the lucky ones.
Well, some of you days,
you best stay out of there.
That's what I'll say, crazy. God.
Is that poison ivy berries? Or are they poison to eat?
I didn't see any berries.
You know, they'll...
I think so.
They'll have berries about like wild grapes. You know, a lot of times you'll be pretty careful. You pick wild grapes, you'll pick them something.
Uh-huh.
I just wonder if they're ever
poison. What would you call a place where the brush grows thick? Where it's very thick, and you've got to sort of poke your way through.
Oh, I would call it a wilderness. We got some of that. You got to ride a horse there.
Do you have mesquite up here?
Mesquite? No, we sure don't have. Okay, get up here.
Oh, I have a mosquito.
You don't need any rockets.
No, mesquite.
Yeah, you don't need that.
A mesquite bush.
Yeah, you see a lot of that down in Texas, I guess. New Mexico, right?
Uh-huh.
Down in there.
I saw some of it out east of here, southeast.
On the road here to Enid?
Down towards Simon.
Yeah. Well, on this road going from Woodard to Enid, have you been along there?
Yeah.
That's not a mesquite there back in them red hills, though, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't believe it is.
I think that's mostly old.
Yeah. So I don't think that mesquite. I don't think mesquite get that big. But we don't have that here.
Well, let's see. Some terms here. She would be what? To you.
Wife.
You would be?
Father.
To her?
Husband.
A woman whose husband is dead?
Is a widow.
What did you call your father? What do you call your father?
Oh, I call him Pop, P.A. It's Albert, I guess.
And he is your?
Dad.
Mm-hmm. How about you, what do you call your mother?
I call her Mom. Mm-hmm.
And your mother and your father are your?
Do what then?
Your mother and your father are your?
Dad and Mom.
Mm-hmm. Or your?
Parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you call your grandfather?
Grandpa.
Your grandmother?
Grandma. Mm-hmm.
And Karen is your?
Stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm. She's not a boy, she's a?
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Who delivered the babies here in the early days?
All. You mean back when I've been a baby? Or back when me kids here was born?
Oh. Let's say in the early days when the first settlers came in. If they didn't have a doctor, who did it?
Oh, I think they usually had some woman, some neighbor.
Any special term for her when she did that?
I don't know if they call her anything. No.
Now, if a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he, what?